Well, nanotechnology, and it's kind of a catchphrase now. You hear a lot of things being called nano. Basically, the reference is to small. For as long as I can remember in agriculture, the whole idea of nutrition and whether it's a major or a minor is the ability to get that nutrition into the plant. Nanotechnology is not new. It's been used in pharmaceutical, in plastics, and a lot of other materials. And where it's being utilized in ag is relatively new. The idea is to get that particle really small and get it in an aqueous solution that is recognized by the tree and readily absorbed into the tree or plant. The technology that we're using does both, and there's not really another one out there that is as basic, however, as functional as what we're doing. We're taking normal programs, nutritional programs, whether it be brand A, brand B, or brand X, and we're running that material through a system that takes the sizes down. And when you refer to nano, 1 micron is equivalent to 1,000 nanometers. What we're doing is measurable, predictable, and repeatable. So everything going through the laboratory is measured. It's decided what size we'll be able to take it down to, and then we run the material, and then we measure samples of it following the procedure so that we ensure that we're doing exactly what we say we're doing. And it just makes it really available for the tree.
Are you using a certain nanotechnology product? And if so, is it something that other growers can get?
Yes. Any grower has the opportunity to utilize the technology through AquaYield, the company that we brought down here and started working on this. We originally started it in turf, but it didn't take long at all to put two and two together and realize that it reduces the amount of labor for a plant to utilize the nutrition, and it makes the availability much more efficient. There's not any one product. The machine will handle just about any variation of nutritional material, whether it's a major nutrient or a micronutrient. We're also doing a lot of organic materials. For example, seaweed extracts, humic acids, materials like that that we're utilizing.
You know, a lot of growers, and I think you'll understand this, when they first hear about something that maybe they're not as familiar with, they'll say, okay, there's been some research out there, but it's only been on a small amount of acreage, or it's only been used here, there, and the other. How long have you actually been using it, and what type of acreage and type of trees have been using it on?
With the citrus industry, August of this year will be 2 years that we've been going pretty strong with it. Our acreage at Bethel Farms, we're treating around 215 acres. We also have other participants that started in January of 14 that have been utilizing it in the Alturas area and then as far south as LaBelle. They're having positive results, and we also have quite a few university studies going on simultaneously. So we're trying to build as much data as we can, as fast as we can. We've been able to prove it's safe. One of the misconceptions is that we're blowing this stuff up into the atmosphere, et cetera, et cetera. And in reality, when we start measuring these materials prior to running them through the lab, a lot of your nutritional materials that we've been using forever actually have up to 20% plus of nano-sized particles in them. So we've been using them. We've been using them unknowingly. Basically, it depends on where you're at in that batch of material as to how much is in there and how much refining is done to that material before that material goes out to the grower.
After 2 years with citrus, what kind of results are you seeing?
Depending on the program, we're seeing anywhere from a 20% to a 30-35% reduction in cost, and we're seeing as much as 100 boxes to the acre increase in production, overall tree vigor. And we start with the roots, which goes to my background, which is in turf, which is all about roots.
So, like any grower out there, they're going to say, all right, I'd like to learn a little more about this. Jonathan, where can they find out more about this technology and what you're doing?
They can get one myself or Chris Camberg at Bethel Farms. The office number is 863-494-3057, or my mobile number is 863-990-1751.
But I guess in closing, it sounds like technology you're pleased with and you plan on continuing with for some time then.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I think we've just scratched the surface on what we're able to do with it.